study Bible, St. Paul perceived that God has blessed us with spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. He goes on to say that we are blessed in the following manner. We are chosen, adopted, accepted, redeemed, enlightened, obtained, and sealed. So in this lecture, I'd just like to take a closer look at some of these in accordance with the scripture. So chosen. In Ephesians 1:4, it states, He chose us in Him before the foundation of the world. So before the world was, God chose us to be part of this plan of salvation for this world. Then the passage states that we should be holy without blame before Him in love, indicating that our Christhood, that in our Christhood we are holy without blame. I believe it is for us to accept our Christhood and walk on this earth in oneness with our holy Christ self, blessing this earth with God's glorious attributes. I believe it is time for us to do this. Adopted. In Ephesians 1:5, Paul states, Having predestined us to adoption as sons by Jesus Christ to Himself according to the good pleasure of His will, indicates that we are predestined as sons and daughters of God to be co-heirs with Jesus, having the same rights and privileges as that of God through our adoption by God as sons and daughters. And in acceptance, in Ephesians 1:6, it states, To the praise of the glory of His grace by which He made us accepted in the Beloved, confirms that God has already accepted us in our Christhood through His grace. Now we are being asked to accept our oneness with God. Redeemed. In Ephesians 1:7 it states, In Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of His grace, indicating that we are redeemed by Jesus through His grace. We could say that we are freed from sin through the transformative power of St. Germain's violet flame. Enlightened. Ephesians 1:8-9. It says, According to the riches of His graces, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He proposed in Himself. So through God's grace we receive wisdom of the mysteries of God's will. We only have to accept our oneness with the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Christ self, to grow an understanding of who we are in God, so that we can help others do the same. In obtained, Ephesians 1:11, Paul states, In Him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of Him who works all things according to the counsel of His will. In this passage, it becomes clear that it is God's will that we are predestined to inherit the kingdom of God according to His holy purpose. Sealed. In 1:13, it states, In Him you also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. For those who trust and believe in the word of truth as sealed in the Holy Spirit of promise, as the Holy Spirit takes up residence in the heart of the devotee, He guides us into the kingdom of God. Then secured, and this is the last one. In Ephesians 1:14, Paul states, Who, the Holy Spirit, is guaranteed of inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. From this passage, I believe, the Holy Spirit guarantees our redemption and inheritance of the kingdom of God. The Holy Spirit secures for us a place in heaven in the eternal now, in the precious body of our Holy Christ self, as one atom of God in the body of the cosmic Christ. What a wonderful, glorious, thoughtful plan of salvation our God has created for us through His eternal blessings within us, one and all. So let's sing God's praises in the following children's song. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And you will be singing when the day is done. Thank you.
Oh, wow.
I knew I had to hurry a little bit. I wouldn't get it all in.
Thank you.
I didn't want to miss points. So, just my whole course is going to be on blessings.
Great.
Bravo, bravo.
Bravo, bravo.
I like the way you bridge the traditional with the quotes from the Bible. I think it really appeals to a certain very needed element in people.
Okay,
yeah,
who's next?
That's my goal. Thank you.
I'm not sure who's here to ask. Who would like to go? Because we need to keep clipping along here so we can get as many in as we can.
This is Josephine. I can go next.
Okay.
Okay. I'm working on a workshop right now called Unleash the Power of Affirmations to Create the Life You Want.
Okay.
So I'm going to pick out a little slice of that for tonight and give my talk on the importance of feelings in affirmations.
Okay.
There are three main components to affirmations. The first is visualization, the second is the words, and the third is feelings. Now, feelings are the lever or the handle that turn on the whole mechanism and make it work. You've probably noticed from time to time that you can visualize and say your affirmations until you're blue in the face, but somehow the full results of what you're after just seem to elude you. And you often ask yourself, well, how come this stuff never works for me? Well, the answer can be found in the words of Jesus when he said, whatsoever you pray for, believing you have already received, will be granted unto you. So there you have the key to manifestation, believing you have already received. Okay, easy to say. So how do you believe that you have already received something when quite obviously you haven't? Well, it's by feeling it. You have to feel with your five senses that you have received it. It's like called act as if. Now, it doesn't matter if it's a tangible thing like a car or an intangible thing like perfect health. You have to feel with your five senses as if you already have it. So if you're repeating your affirmations, whatever they are, with a feeling of not yet manifest, that's what you'll create. Lots more not yet manifest. So manifestation remains perpetually in the future. When I'm working on manifesting a car, for example, I see it in my driveway. I feel myself driving it. I feel myself vacuuming the upholstery, sudsing the hubcaps, cleaning the windows, playing with the keys. I hear the sounds, smell the smells, and get all my senses involved, and it's always worked for me when I've needed to get a car. Now, feelings are also magnets that attract similar feelings. So if you're feeling ecstatic about something, something good that happened to you, well, the next thing you know, something else good happens to you and something else. But if you're feeling depressed about the bills, for example, well, the next thing you know, the roof's leaking and you got more bills, and then you feel more depressed, and then you get a flat tire, and so on. It's a domino effect. And the reason for that is the universe does not understand the word don't. So never spend any time revolving thoughts and feelings about what you don't want. In the book I Am Discourses, Saint Germain gives us hundreds of powerful affirmations, and he continually stresses the importance of doing them with great feeling. In fact, the word feeling is frequently italicized throughout the book. One example is on October 27, 1932, he said, as soon as an individual becomes aware that he has control of his creative thought, power, and feelings, he can precipitate anything whatsoever upon which he holds his creative thought and feelings, end quote. So in order to hold onto your positive feelings, you have to ignore all outer appearances to the contrary, because there will always be the outer appearances telling you that this isn't working. And we've all been there. You know, we keep working on what we want, but what we don't want stares us in the face. So you have to continually shut the door to those kind of thoughts, to the thoughts of what you don't want, put a big X over them, put up a big stop sign in your thoughts, and keep your attention on what you do want, because what you focus on expands. So you have to do whatever it takes to jumpstart yourself to get into those positive feelings. Sometimes you might have to just paste a big cheesy grin on your face and jump up and down and say, yes, 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 yes. Because changing your physiology changes the way you feel inside. It even changes things like your heartbeat. And you can find all different ways to say your affirmations to get a positive feelings. Now, feelings will turn your affirmations from rote repetition into powerful commands to the universe, because feelings are literally the language of the universe. And that's the end of that little section.
Okay, that's a good place to stop.
Yeah.
Thank
that
you.
That was great, Josephine.
Wonderful. I can't wait to hear all these lectures and services. And
this is so much fun.
I know.
Thank you.
Okay, who's next?
This is Maria.
Okay.
Oh, good.
I'd like everyone to take a pen and a piece of paper.
Okay.
So my topic of the concept map is compassion communication, and I named one of the nodes heart streaming, which has several connections. So the application of Marshall Rosenberg's communication strategy described in his book Nonviolent Communication, A Language of Life, gave me insight how much I was hindering the light to flow between me and the person I wanted to communicate with. Are you all ready to draw?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, then draw an outline of a rose in the middle of your piece of paper. You may also draw a circle if your artistic talents are still in your memory body. Following that, you draw a heart on the left and on the right side of this rose. So in the middle of the rose, to the left and to the right, you have a heart. The left heart represents you, and the other heart represents the person with whom you like to communicate. Then connect these two hearts with two parallel lines, horizontal lines, which is overlapping your rose. And in the middle, you write the word heart streaming. So heart streaming is in the rose, connecting one heart with the other. Then continue your work of art by drawing a line from each heart to the top of your page. This represents the crystal quartz, connecting the connection between you and the sun of your I Am presence, and a flow of light coming from the I Am presence of the person you want to bond with. The rose in the middle represents the environment of peace, harmony, joy, love, light, all the ingredients to establish an optimal relationship. And I'd like to give you four examples of how I block and block the flow of light. And these four ways of disconnection are described in the workbook of nonviolent communication written by Lucy Liu. Here is my first example. When I am sending illumination prayers to a dear friend of mine who does not recognize the new dispensation of the heart center, and I have a picture in my mind of this friend of being rebellious or ruled by his or her dweller of pride, I myself block the invoked wisdom light to heal my friend. All my thoughts, forms of analyzing, diagnosing, comparing, judging, criticizing, etc., prevent me from fully accomplishing my goal of God working through me. When this happens in your life, you can color a part of the rose gray or black. Here is my second example. In my early 20 years, I was assisting surgeons and anesthesiologists. After being introduced to the holistic way of healing, I denied for several months the responsibility for this new knowledge. My hands followed orders that I could not justify by my heart. I felt weak, and I was disconnecting myself from my life source. If you recognize doing something because you think you have to do it, color another part of your rose black. Here's my third example. When my teenage daughter showed me her belly ring, I demanded her to remove it immediately. The connection between my daughter and me was cut off immediately. Notice that every demand interrupts compassionate communication and will blacken your rose. Here's my last and fourth example of disconnection.
Great examples.
Can we hear the fourth one?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. When my neighbor's car was wrecked while she was driving home at night when a deer crossed the road, my connection with her was interrupted when I thought it was about time she learned her lesson of driving so fast in front of my house. So every time you think that someone, including yourself, deserves to be in the misery you perceive, you block God's love flowing through you to heal any situation. And again, you deny the beauty of your rose to radiate by blackening it yourself.
Great. Good examples.
Okay. Another firework to go off here. I feel like I'm watching the 4th of July fireworks show. Okay, who's next?
This is Marcia. I will go.
Okay, Marcia.
Hi. My audience...
You know, you already... I kind of let you off the hook if you want, because you spent so much time talking to us on the Hawaii conference.
Oh.
But it's up to you.
Oh, well, I was. If you don't think we have time, I can be skipped if you want to see who else is ready. But I just was sharing this because I thought that everybody would really, like, we all benefit from it, you know, just for fun.
You can do it. I'm just saying you don't have to do it if you don't want to.
Okay.
Okay.
We want to hear you, Marcia.
Oh, okay. My audience is those who are familiar with the teachings of the Ascended Masters and who have accepted the prophets, who love Lonello and are always interested in learning a little bit more about him and becoming his magnanimous heart. My source, one of my main sources, was Red Pine. Says is the only actual complete translation of the work of Bodhidharma that's attributed to him, and he actually lives and works in Taiwan. I thought that was interesting. I also got a few things off of the web. One was the Zen Mind, and another was Wikipedia. Bodhidharma actually had very, very few disciples during his own lifetime, but now he's actually looked at by millions as their spiritual father. He came out of India. He was born in India, and the time of his life is very debated between 400 and 500, actually, is when the different dates have been suggested. He was actually born as a Brahmin, a part of royalty, the third son of a king. He became a Buddhist when he was quite young. This was in India. And his master told him to go to China. His trip to China was very dangerous. He had to go over the Tibetan Himalayas, and he was chased by bandits and things. And when he got there, the emperor asked to see him, and he wanted to know, well, what merit had he gained by all of his good works? And Bodhidharma said, nothing. I gained no merit. And so he wouldn't speak to him or allow him to to set up his practices. So he then did the famous meditated, and there are various stories about it, for 9 years. His life is really fraught with legends and different stories and debates, and one of the most commonly said things is that he actually wanted to meditate so much and to reject sleeping while he was trying to meditate, so he cut off his eyelids, and wherever his eyelids fell on the ground, tea bushes grew. So he is credited with bringing tea to China, and of course this is debated, but still pictures of him show his bulging eyes. And he actually is credited with bringing a certain heart to Buddhism. He emphasized personal enlightenment over looking towards something that's going to happen when you get to heaven. Let's see. He had actually, Red Pine was pretty sure that the outline of practice, he had four famous lectures or teachings that are accepted as his. The first is Outline of Practice. Another one is called the Bloodstream Sermon. Another one is called the Wake-Up Sermon. And then the fourth is called the Breakthrough Sermon. Red Pine felt strongly that the only one that was really for sure attributable to him was Outline of Practice. And I will give you just a little bit on the Outline of Practice until my 5 minutes is up. Bodhidharma felt that there were really only two ways that we entered the path. One was by reason, that we realized through instruction, and another was by practice. And to enter by practice, he referred to four all-inclusive practices. One was suffering and justice. Another was adapting to conditions. Another, seeking nothing. And another, practicing the Dharma.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Can we get this on the agenda soon?
Hey, Celeste.
Yeah.
Cunella said something when she said about the tea.
Yeah.
He did plant the tea there, and then as Marco Polo, he brought it back to the West.
Oh, cool.
That's neat. I was just thinking, he brought it there, and he brought it back.
That's great.
So he said, of course I planted the tea.
But it wasn't, the seeds weren't in his eyelashes, I guess.
But it was a spiritual tea.
Yeah.
Of Teos. Dios.
Dios.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, great. I got lots of people with W's for their last name. Is anybody online with W for their last name?
Do we know how many people we have on?
Well, I heard about 12 or 15 pings.
Okay.
Is Sol on now? What happened to Sol? Dama,
yes, I
on?
Am.
Oh, Sol?
Yes?
Do you want to give yours?
No, I was going to prepare that course. I thought I wrote you a message about that. I was preparing the course as part of my presentation.
Okay, so you don't want to talk?
No.
For 5 minutes about anything to do with dominion over self?
No, because I wasn't ready to do that because I changed
okay.
kind of in the middle and I started working on the course.
Okay. So maybe there's nobody left online that hasn't already given. It could be.
That's what I was wondering.
Hi, it's Doreen. I give mine.
Okay.
My topic is the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Who is the Holy Spirit, and what are the gifts of the Holy Spirit? We know the three aspects of God as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. So we are calling upon the Holy Spirit to manifest His gifts within us. The Pearls of Wisdom, in Pearls of Wisdom, Volume 22, Number 42, October 21, 79, of the Summit Lighthouse, Sana Kumara said, "The Holy Spirit is the very person who comes to you as comforter of life. From the experience mentioned in the Bible, where the gifts of the Holy Spirit descended upon all gathered, we learn that Pentecost is a moment-by-moment of the infilling fire of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, we have been given the gifts of the Holy Spirit and have been instructed to seek these that they may become our own. These spiritual gifts are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance, and the greatest of these is love. We shall be putting our attention on love." Sana Kumara, Volume 22, Number 42, October 7, 79, Summit Lighthouse, said, quote, "There's a starting point for calling forth of the soul from the tomb where discarnates dwell. He says, love is the starting point, love is the middle way, and love is the ending point by a song, by laughter, by friendship, by compassion. By some and all of these and more, the soul may be nurtured from sickness unto health." End of quote. Saint Germain, in his book on creating golden age communities by Marcia Covington, said, quote, "It all begins with love. Love instills trust, faith, friendship, cooperation, beauty, appreciation, and gratitude. And with love, we are able to draw down and become one with the presence of divinity. Love is the momentum of energy. Love is the good light that we move in the direction of someone. So love creates our world, and lack of love will tear it down." End of quote. The gifts of the Holy Spirit have not been reserved for the few, and we have been called upon to ask for these gifts that we may feel their empowerment in our lives. They are available to all who would pay the price. Amy Semple McPherson demonstrated in her campaigns the electrifying presence of the Holy Spirit through the graces and powers which manifested in her life. Catherine Kuhlman, who was greatly used by the Holy Spirit, once said, quote, "It's not your prayers, it's not your ability, it's your surrender. Learn to surrender." If we are willing to give God everything, regardless of the cost, he will anoint our lives, directing us to do great works for him through the power of the Holy Spirit. End of quote. Surrender is that which shall allow God first place in our heart and life. The path is one of true surrender as we learn to continue to guide us in those ways which shall lead us to our complete victory. So the question remains, are we willing to pay the price? Elizabeth Clare Prophet, Messenger of the Great Bride Brotherhood, released a cassette album entitled The 14th Rosary, The Mystery of Surrender, as a tool for the soul desiring to take this journey. The great Lord, the Maha Chohan, works with hearts everywhere who desire to perfect all the qualities of the soul. He is the Chohan of Eighth Ray, and his retreat, called the Temple of Comfort, is situated over Sri Lanka. In A Pearl of Wisdom, published by Summit Lighthouse, Volume 34, Number 10, the Maha Chohan expounded on the flame of the Holy Spirit. He said, quote, "Now if you run from the Holy Spirit and resist that sacred fire, which you imagine incurs obligation without being clothed upon with the fiery fierceness of the fire of God's heart that would enable you to conquer death and hell. The flame of the Holy Spirit is a flame of comfort, a flame of enlightenment, truly a flame of great power and great light. Those who desire..."
Finish your sentence.
Okay. "Those who desire this flame must desire it with all their desiring, and therefore let other wants and fears and doubts be consumed by it."
Thank you. Okay. I like the five-minute sermon. I think it's a great model. Yeah. Or the five-minute message, or the five-minute whatever.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot.
I like the one-minute salesman.
Yeah. There's a
little bit more
in there.
Yes, a lot of information packed into 5 minutes.
I thought that was great from Doreen, hearing about how comfort and healing go together, knowing that jade is the comfort part of the healing flame, you know.
Mm-hmm.
In this bit.
Yeah. Well, is anybody else on the line? Let's see. Is Gwendolyn here? These are just people who haven't given yet. How about Anita Holbert? Okay, how about the Dubrowskis? Are either of the Dubrowskis on the line? Or maybe Donna Dregan, are you here? We've got Patricia and Carol Daly, Michael Arnett, Robert Allison, and Hermes, and that's just about everybody except for the W's. Wells, Wellsel, Wilk, Wojwitka. So maybe everybody's online tonight is given.
Okay, may I give you the names of the person that I wrote down that gave the presentation? If you want me to email you the recording, I have Elizabeth Anderson, Josephine Stark, Maria Min, Doreen Pachurewski, Marcia Hammond. Anyone? Am I missing anyone?
Carol Daly, he works on Mondays.
So is this list from tonight?
From tonight, yeah.
Oh.
Just
yes,
so I can email it to those
Richard,
people.
Miss Richard Lorenz. He was on first.
Okay, just a second. I have to answer my phone.
Hello? Tom, are you on the line?
Uh-huh.
Do you want to give your five-minute talk?
No, I'm right in the middle of painting.
Okay. Well, folks,
it's been fun.
Celeste, would you dictate? meditation from Saint Germain today.
You did?
You want me to read it?
Sure. I just want to ask before you start that, did people get the insert, the darshan insert from Padmasambhava today?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Was it emailed to us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh. Well, check your email.
So Celeste, are you saying that mine from Hawaii will count for this class?
Sure.
Okay.
Oh, it was a lot of work.
Oh, Celeste?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Hendrika.
Oh, hi.
Hi, hi.
Would you like to give your talk?
No, not.
Okay.
That's why I haven't said anything.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Well, we're going to hear from Saint Germain now.
Okay, great. Yes, okay.
Okay. This is at 2:30 today, Montana time. Students of Higher Alchemy, the transcendence that appears in your domain when you are tethered to the reality of life that is God will win for you a new consciousness. And I come this day to give you the next step in the process of solar development, which, when applied, will bring to you untold graces, cosmic abundance, and all that you require to be a full-fledged son or daughter of God, one with the creative spirit of all life. Alchemy, as the all-chemistry of God, is meant to allow every creative spirit the means and the wherewithal to enter into the creative process of life. Therefore, those who practice true alchemy, which always sets the evolutionary process of life ahead of the gain of the ego center, will understand the need to sublimate personal glory and outer development to the spiritual upliftment of the world and its peoples. One is blessed when one blesses others. It is the natural law of flow that states that when flow is fully operative within the domain of a soul, then the pure radiance of God's light may continue unabated so long as the aperture of self is wholly pure. Therefore, the alchemist is completely unselfish, and the current that is established can become a conduit for greater and greater energies of the Godhead. Testing occurs by the masters of wisdom to determine not only what quantity of light can be channeled through a light stream, but also the quality of that light when it contacts the auric force field of the practitioner of truth. A certain balance, a certain polarity of positivity must be maintained for the flow to continue. This requires the balance of body, mind, and spirit, of love, wisdom, and power, and of the constancy of right motive, right thought, and right action. Training is a prerequisite for every alchemist of the higher orders. This training begins in earnest when the student has surrendered a certain portion of the human consciousness to accept and become a greater portion of the divine self. Once the student has sufficiently mastered the emotions, energy and motion within the chalice of being, and stilled the mind and purified the body, then the science of alchemy will become more easily understood and applied. Those who think that they can precipitate anything and everything out of thin air when they have major unresolved issues with others or with themselves are only fooling themselves. Those who seek to take heaven by storm, demanding of the universe the mastery of cities or spiritual powers before they are secured through a gradual process of spiritualization, will only lose at every turn. Thus, it is paramount that one hitch oneself to the star of an ascended master sponsor who can moderate for that one every level of advancement and monitor the use of energies the acceleration of light and a resulting I think I made a mistake here. I've got, well, I wrote down the word, the resulting shake-up, but I think that's wrong. Shake-up that occurs, that often occurs as one progresses toward immortal perfection. The expansion of the heart through devotional practices of prayer and meditation and the emphasizing of purity and grace are the first steps toward developing true spiritual prowess and a victorious sense of God well-being. Therefore, establish first and foremost the platform, the altar upon which all your alchemical work will proceed. When the Bible and other ancient scriptures speak of various prophets establishing an altar upon which sacrifice occurred, it was often simply the preparation and invocation of a holy force field around that being. Once the space is hallowed, then the scientific process of alchemy may ensue. If you have not fully looked after certain details, then there may be intrusions, delays, or outright interference with your work that will require extra energy to overcome. How often have you experienced that some, with the best of intentions, couldn't perceive the intensity of your spiritual path, and therefore they, through doubt and human questioning, set you up to fail so that they could prove to you that your path doesn't work? How often have inquisitive minds penetrated your aura and temporarily rendered your work null and void until you could establish such a positive and blazing aura of protection and develop an inner sanctuary of fiery love around your heart to ward off these intrusions? Therefore, learn and use the science of invoking not only the crystal diamond tube of light, but a solar sphere of fire and a triple ruby dome of light around you. Seal your aura and being in the cloak of invisibility such that no one may interfere with your sacred work, side quiet time when you will not be disturbed and you will be free to work for at least one half hour or longer, second nature to you, and you will know, believe, and act with a spirit of indomitable victory at all levels, dear hearts. This, in and of itself, will be key to your work in higher alchemy. Therefore, no matter what your religious or spiritual background may be, create a chrysalis of spiritual fire around yourself and then prepare for the next teaching on developing God power and focusing on that instruction that I will give. Ever yours as we move forward with chin held high and with spirits soaring, I am Saint Germain, the Knight Commander.
Great.
Wonderful. Well, since we have time, why don't we just respond to the dictation?
Was that a triple ruby dome, David?
Triple ruby dome of light.
Wow.
So first, the crystal diamond tube of light.
Yeah.
Solar sphere of fire. And a triple ruby dome of light. And then he mentioned the cloak of invisibility. I think if you do all those, you should be in pretty good shape, you know. It's like,
is there any call for those, the solar sphere of fire and the triple ruby dome of light?
Well, maybe you can make one, you know.
Just
well, this sounds like Saint Germain's teaching on the alchemy 2, 3, and 4, you know.
2, 3, and 4.
Well, I mean, it's definitely 2, but it sounds like there's more to come.
Well, you said students of higher alchemy. So.
Yeah.
There's beginning alchemy, intermediate, and there's higher.
He says this is the key to our next step.
Yeah.
Can I just ask a question? I'm not sure I got it clear. Is the crystal diamond tube of light, the solar sphere of fire, the triple ruby dome of light, and what was
right.
the fourth one?
Cloak of invisibility, which we have that to create a K-17 in the green section.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if you, if people get a momentum on that, that is really powerful. I feel when I give that, it's just as powerful as doing Michael's. I don't know, you know, let's do it. Can we do that, Celeste?
Sure.
It's really, I just love that decree. It, hold on a minute. I woke up one morning, giving, you know, I was giving it in the retreats. It was really neat. Okay, 50.
What, was that a dictation from Great Divine Director where he referred to the sacred shawl of light?
Yeah, I think he,
what,
one of them talked about it recently.
Yeah.
Well, the Great Divine Director has a crystal cape.
Diamond cape, too, for us.
Crystal diamond cape.
Yeah, yeah.
Which we can use.
Okay, well, here's this
David,
book
I think
of...
I have...
What?
I also woke up one time doing this, wrap me in your cloak, O Lord. That's all I said, wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, wrap me in your cloak, O Lord.
Okay, well, let's just go. I've got a 50.004, cloak of invisibility. We'll just give it three times, and I'll lead you. You may want to mute so we don't have thousands of voices. Okay, here we go. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. In the name of the beloved, mighty, victorious presence of God, I am in me, my very own beloved Holy Christ Buddha Self, and Holy Christ Buddha Selves of all light bearers throughout cosmos. Beloved K-17 and your legions of the Cosmic Secret Service, Archangel Michael and Faith, and all legions of angels throughout cosmos. Cyclopean Virginia, the Great Divine Director, Pallas Athena, Archangel Raphael and Mother Mary, Saint Germain and Portia, Nada, Lady Christine, Lanto, Kathumi, Hilarion, Padre Pio, Rose of Light, Charity, Lonello, and the Buddha Mother, all true messengers of God, the entire spirit of the Great Bright Brotherhood, worlds without end, elemental life, fire, air, water, and earth, I pray. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shawl of light, now invisible to all but your angels bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, so no one may see cosmic secret service work that I do for thee. Cyclopea's vision now blazes through my eyes. As you wrap me in this fire, heaven's great disguise. Michael's legions come right now, saving sentient ones. Blaze your sacred swords of blue round your daughter's sons. Seal me in your holy grace, let me walk in truth, wielding cosmic forces bright, rescuing the youth. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shield of light, now invincible and free in your presence bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shawl of light, now invisible to all but your angels bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, so no one may see cosmic secret service work that I do for thee. Cyclopea's vision now blazes through my eyes. As you wrap me in this fire, heaven's great disguise. Michael's legions come right now, saving sentient ones. Blaze your sacred swords of blue around your daughter's sons. Seal me in your holy grace. Let me walk in truth, wielding cosmic forces bright, rescuing the youth. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shield of light, now invincible and free in your presence bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shawl of light, now invisible unto all but your angels bright. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, so no one may see cosmic secret service work that I do for thee. Cyclopea's vision now blazes through my eyes. As you wrap me in this fire, heaven's great disguise. Michael's legions come right now, saving sentient ones. Blaze your sacred swords of blue around your daughter's sons. Seal me in your holy grace. Let me walk in truth, wielding cosmic forces bright, rescuing the youth. Wrap me in your cloak, O Lord, sacred shield of light, now invincible and free in your presence bright. In the fullness of your cosmic joy, we accept this prayer, manifest here and now with full love, wisdom, and power, anchored in the earth, air, fire, water, and ether, and tangibly manifest in our lives, and in the lives of all evolutions of light throughout cosmos. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Well, thank you for bearing with me on that one. Back to Celeste.
Well, I was wondering if anybody has a computer handy, and maybe we would like to read what Padmasambhava said, and we might want to just discuss it, because there's some things there that could be discussed.
Great.
So I'm not at my computer, so maybe somebody else is.
Oh, this is Elizabeth. I have a copy of it in front of me. I brought it. You know, I made a hard copy.
Good. Would you mind just reading it then?
Okay. Dear hearts on fire to deliver the word. Do you want this part read or just Padmasambhava's
just
part?
Just read the Padmasambhava part. Yeah.
Okay. Now onto the mystery school. It is not our way in this movement to promote the sitting of messengers on a higher level, on a throne, without giving
deference to the initiations and the ongoing training and involvement of those who are being taught directly by us heart to heart. Through not only Meru University, but through the initiations we convey during all dictations and in the privacy of their own lives. Therefore, we applaud during all dictations and in the privacy of their own lives. Therefore, we applaud and promote getting everyone involved who is able to meet the standards that we set forth to. After the final meeting next Monday of the Meru University class on the developing syllabus and qualifying to teach and present within the, where you share your final concepts from the previous class taught by Celeste and Anita, you should survey all students to find out what they would like to present, reviewing their syllabi and incorporating their presentations where possible into future work of the Heart Center. It would be a sin, so to speak, not to allow them to continue their work after having taken this class if they desire to move forward, to not have their talents utilized. Therefore, seek ways that you... For this, in and of itself, will assist in helping all Heart Friends feel valued and move forward and promote the expansion of the Heart Centers. This is the first phase, laying the foundation at one level for future growth. Within all these Heart Friends, and especially with those who have taken this and other classes, you should solicit their input as to how they feel the Heart Center can promote. Did you?
Pamasambhava.
Okay. How they feel the Heart Centers can promote growth. If all discussion is within the council, then we see the same type of problem cropping up, whereby it appears that an elite within this movement are responsible for all that would transpire. And we have already heard some rumblings among even your most devoted Heart Friends in this regard, unbeknownst to most of you. Therefore, create a process whereby more may involve themselves in giving you input so that you can create a richer and more fruitful opportunity for growth. Once these discussions are had and a synopsis is prepared, bring them back to the table so that we may comment, ratifying certain of them, and then augmenting and embellishing them from our realm. This is the process that we honor most because, as you have discerned tonight, the key is in allowing individual Heart Friends to get involved in your processes for expansion rather than us dictating all to you and then you scurrying about like little chickens to make it happen. Or little chicks. Mm-hmm. Have you not seen how those who have been proactive in making events happen have been the ones who have bounced the most karma and have come up higher? This is true of each of you individually. Therefore, create a process whereby those in the mystery school, in and of themselves, can propose projects, teach new concepts and methods of delivery so that they can self-initiate their own God victory in this life. This is the Aquarian way, because the light must be developed from within rather than simply being stimulated from without. Thank you, beloved ones, for all your work in this cycle. We thank you again, honoring all with our heartfelt gratitude. Bless you, each one. Good night. Padmasambhava.
So the discussion then would be what input would you like to give for the process for growth, utilizing the various talents of everyone that you've heard tonight and on other classes. So there's obviously a great wealth of information and spiritual attainment here that we need to capitalize on. So we could just have a free-for-all discussion about how to go about asking for what Padmasambhava said. Elizabeth, can you just review? He said how to promote projects, and then after that there was something, a couple of other things. I couldn't write them down fast enough.
Teaching new concepts and methods of delivery.
Initiate new concepts. Was that the other one? Next one?
Teaching new concepts and methods of delivery.
Okay. Teaching new concepts and methods of delivery.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Be in place that would allow for more creativity on the part of all of you.
I had a thought about that.
Okay.
This is Alona. I can see how if any one of us are near any one of the centers, that we can give these little talks as something that we invite the public to. Mm-hmm. Certainly the local people. I'll give a personal example. I was thinking, what could I do with the presentation that I did in Hawaii? And I'm going, there's people here in Minneapolis that didn't hear it. And I thought, well, I'm just going to set up a Friday evening and have everybody, you know, make it an evening event. And Joy says, oh, yeah, we'll just begin to invite people in the heart centers or people that are friends that we want to expand this knowledge toward to get out there a little bit further. That's all. That's what I have to offer.
Mm-hmm. I have a pet project that I want to work on, and this is Elizabeth in Calgary or in Crossfield. I would like to create a program called St. Germain's Joyful Path and bring some of the knowledge forth through that kind of a presentation, bringing St. Germain's knowledge forth. And I would create that. I was thinking it could be done in terms that it could be replicatable so that the course is set up, but anybody could take it and change it to however they would like to take it and change it, and it could be given to all the heart centers or to anyone, anywhere in the world who want. We could be on a website, and people could take the course on, say, the Joyful Path, and then they could adapt it to their communities and run with it in the way the Holy Spirit moves them to do that. Mm-hmm. Pitt?
I'd love to see your syllabus. This is Kathleen in California. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Kathleen? Okay.
I did.
Go ahead.
I would love to hear what you're going to talk about, because my heart center has already scheduled me in a few Sundays from now to give a talk called The Way of Joy. And it sounds like you're making it up now, so I'd love to hear about it.
Well, I was thinking for the third ray class, it's going to be sometime, it won't be until April, that one of the things I wanted to do was have people get in teams and prepare a brochure of basic teachings for a certain identified body audience, you know, depending on, that's up to the choice of the team. And, you know, maybe there's a way that people who like, you and Elizabeth, you could work with Kathleen. And I know this is one of Paul Haugen's assignments, so maybe there's a way that, you know, there could be a team of people that could put together basic talks like this that would be replicable.
Now, I also found, this is Elizabeth again, I also found on the webs, you know, I looked up Joy, and there's a course called Living Your Joy, and she actually teaches people like this. I'll just give you some ideas, because I could share this with everybody and send it out. 8 quick ways to nurture your creativity, a fast way to find clients, coaching, creativity, coaching, practice, finding your niche in life, guaranteeing ways to do like an email newsletter, working through the highs and lows of trying to put one of these things together, how to be appropriately pushy, how to do hard things, how to publish a self-help book, how to find energy, self-sabotage, should you quit before your dream is fulfilled, should you quit your job before you've completed doing the coursework, that, you know, putting your course together, turn your wisdom into a workshop, how to, what happens is part of the talk, part of the words are cut out, so I only have part of the words in front of me. Mm-hmm. But so she has all of this knowledge on the websites, and I went all over collecting what she had said. She's very famous. And I thought many of us could learn from her. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's something I could offer to send to everybody. So if they are creating courses, they could have some articles that will assist them in doing that process.
Mm-hmm. Who is that author?
What is her name?
Yeah.
Just 1 second. Let me bring one up. See if I can find it.
One that gets Marianne.
Her name is Suzanne, S-U-Z-A-N-N-E, and then her last name is Falter, F-A-L-T-E-R - Barnes, B-A-R-N-S.
Wow.
And her main key website is www.howmuchjoy.com.
Celeste,
I just thought, go ahead.
Say something really quick?
Sure.
From this point on, my my sense from the masters is that every class of Mira University from this point on has to be directed toward, instead of just learning something, you take what you've learned and actually make something, you know, making something tangible.
Right.
In other words, the whole purpose of learning is not just to learn and become a perpetual student, but to actually develop something that you can then take and do something with. So I think that even at the beginning of all future classes, Joyce's and Michael's and everything, it's like the students need to come into teams of three or two or three or four or whatever and decide on what they are going to precipitate before the end of the class that they can then use as a tool to spread the teaching. So whether it's a brochure, whether it's something that they want to have added to our website, something they want to do in the local art center, or a monumental push of a program, you know, for universally throughout the heart centers worldwide, you know, we have to start gearing everything we're learning toward the end of something that can be brought into the physical. Like, for instance, I won't mention that yet. Sorry. Okay, so that's what I had to say.
That makes total sense, because we've got the structure, and here we're getting the wisdom and the knowledge, and the next is a pink ray, and that has to get out in the practical way. That has to be the next step of the application.
Mm-hmm. Celeste?
Yeah.
This is Donna Korth, and what David said is so much what I have been thinking of in regards to something that I have done with another group, and that was... let's see if I can explain this. I'm involved with something called Project Reach Out, and the way I get names is that people take a postcard out of something that's been published from Summit Lighthouse, and they send in the postcard saying they have questions or needs and that they would like help.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably 100 people a month that write in because of these books and because of the postcards that are in the books. Now, one of the things that I discovered, and I'm going to a little sideline thing here, my husband and I worked for a long time in evangelical Christianity, and the book that sold the most was one called God's Promises, and there are other books like that. And what it does is it answers questions by using the scriptures, like what to do when you're experiencing fear, when you're in need of courage, when you're in need of peace, and what to do when you need confidence, when troubles hit your life, all that sort of thing. And the dictations we have right now available will answer a whole lot of those questions.
Mm-hmm.
And if we had a little book, and if I could get a couple of people to help me, I'd like to write a book called The Master's Promises.
Wow.
And take answers out of the dictations that we're getting right now that are just abundant, that we need to be doing something with before we get so many we don't know what to do with them.
Right.
I would love to have somebody help me. I don't know exactly how to go about it, but I'm sure if I had a couple of people to talk to about doing this, we could publish some books that would answer questions for people and maybe put some kind of an opportunity in the book for people to write in that want more help, and then we can start helping people that are out there at large.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great idea.
Great idea. And what's your name again, Doreen?
Donna.
Donna.
Donna Korth from Texas.
Okay.
Donna's a minister in the church, and they don't know.
They don't know.
Donna is a powerhouse.
I think I know who you are, Donna. I think you got up once and gave a presentation, didn't you? In the very when you first joined the Summit Lighthouse, it wasn't that many years ago.
It may have been.
I don't know. I
know
who you are. Yeah, very. As I recall, you were a very dynamic woman.
Oh no, I'm not that.
Yes,
dynamic.
She is. She's
yeah,
awesome.
That's how I remember this presentation.
I finally got to know her when I went to Dallas. I remember thinking,
"Oh, I'd like to get to know her."
Donna's a wonderful person.
Well, who wants to work with Donna? Is anybody tonight on the phone that wants to work with Donna? Donna,
Elizabeth will work with you.
That would be great.
I have a daughter, Donna, in Australia, who's just dying to do something.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
And she's very gifted with words.
David, can you provide us with the information, just generally, how we can start getting things published or put them together. And as many of us know nothing about self-publishing or publishing anything, and at least
well,
since
you either.
The book.
Celeste is
there you go, Kathleen. Kathleen and I, Chu and I, were having this discussion just the other day how we need to have somebody be the broker.
Yeah, I'm
working on that too, actually.
Well, Jean House, you know, is a person as a resource. She knows how to get things in physical. I mean, she's done it twice now with these hardbound books. And
Jean and I have been talking about it.
Okay. Yeah. But we know, I mean, out here, she might know how to do it and somebody else might, but we know nothing of the process or how to take anything we have and to move it along. So we need a little bit of a feeder.
Jean's a person that can help you with that.
Okay. Jean House, okay.
Jean House.
Well, I think there needs to be a way, David, that people who prepare manuscripts can send them to somebody, and then that somebody can determine, you know, put together a budget, you know, figure out manufacturing.
Yeah, well,
costs.
We need a team leader, somebody to volunteer to do that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. At some point. Maybe not right tonight, but, you know, a couple months down the road, maybe somebody will emerge who could do that kind of thing, because there's a lot
of people
could
just download the books, too. That's another way people are selling. That way there's no publishing cost.
Yeah, PDF files.
Yeah, people just download the books and you don't have to worry about inventory or anything.
Right.
There's a website, www.freelancewriting.com, and that might be of interest to you.
Okay.
I've been researching.
Kathleen, are you still working with Jean on the publishing?
Yes, a bit. I was talking to her especially about helping people publish children's books.
Uh-huh.
But it can be any kind of books. And, you know, one way to work it, of course, is doing self-publishing, and then we can also have it so that we can, once we get enough people who are doing this, then we'll create a whole front, and we could have our own publishing company, either through May University Pub Press, like that.
Well, can you all talk a little bit more and see if there's maybe a little bit more information you can provide to people and at least give us an idea of how we can start or what we can do? Or
well, I'd like to suggest that all information regarding publishing be sent to Kathleen Chu, that Kathleen, just you be the clearinghouse on it. And then when we're ready to get the information, we contact Kathleen, and she has it all there for us.
Okay, well, I'll work with Jean, and we'll put together some what to do first kind of things, and we also could maybe have a course on some publishing things.
That'd be good.
What an author needs to do, not only in writing the book, but in how to promote it and what they're thinking. You know, what they're thinking of once you write a book, then what are you going to do with it?
Well, we could have even a workshop next summer at the July class in 2007.
Kathleen?
That would be a good Meru class, though, too.
Well, what I just got, Celeste, was can't wait that long. It's got to be at this July class.
Okay.
So if Jean wants to come to this July class, Kathleen,
yes,
you two
coming.
Can give a presentation on that, and we'll fit it into the schedule.
Okay.
We have the dictations for the class, but we don't have all the other programs all completely developed yet, I don't think, do we, Celeste?
No, not well. I don't know. I haven't.
That'd be great.
That would be. Yeah, we can't wait till 07. We got to do it in 06.
Okay.
Okay.
We need that. Thank you.
I also wanted to mention what Mother frequently stresses about multiplying ourselves. I think that all the workshops and talks and things that people give, as much as possible, should be recorded and videotaped. I got a big booklet in the mail this week from, I think it's a college in Helena or wherever it is. And they have a lot of online workshops on the college. And you can do these 24/7 at your own pace. And it would be nice if Meru University or the Heart Center had online workshops people could do around the world 24/7 at their own time and their own pace. And people wouldn't have to be there all the time to present these things. They would be created and ready to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. I was just looking today at companies who do exactly that, and we're looking into that. So thank you.
Yeah, and also what some companies do is they have their workshops on teleconference 24/7. You could call a special number, and they have all these recorded workshops that you can have, 24/7, always ready to go, or pre-recorded.
Can you send those two domains to Celeste?
Also, you know, I would like to suggest that when we get to the point where we do create these workshops, that we have run them several times to work out the kinks.
Yeah. Right.
I really think that's important, that you can't,
yeah.
you know, the first time you give it, you learn a lot. The second time you give it, you improve it. By the third time you're giving it, it's really humming along.
Yeah,
that's the point where I would like...
Piece together the best parts, piece them together, you know, for telecom.
Yeah, but that requires people to do with the editing, and we just
right.
don't have those people right now. But we could,
right.
if you've given your workshop several times locally and it's really gone well, then it would be worth videotaping it or audiotaping it anyway.
Yeah.
May I give you one more website?
Yeah.
www.licensingrevenuesecrets.com. And that is a website teaching you how to license your workshops once they're done and marketing them.
Licensing Revenue Secrets?
Yeah, revenuesecrets.com.
Okay.
I got a very strong ray when Donna was talking. You know how in the summit these little pocketbooks
yeah.
are the best sellers?
Yeah.
Right.
We could develop a whole line of those, and it could be, you know, like she said, the master's words on this, 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 and this. I mean, they're all fantastic sellers. I mean, whether it's karma reincarnation, the chakras, the aura. I mean, we could have our own. And
yeah, I think that's really important, to have our own set of pocketbooks.
You go to any of the New Age bookstores, I mean, like at Bodhi Tree Bookstore, they've got them right there at the counter when you walk in.
Mm-hmm.
They're some of their best-selling books.
Well, we already have 1,000 of Elmoria's quips, David.
Yeah, 1,000 quips.
I know. Well, that's partly why I'm in seclusion. I'm working on it.
Oh. Blue ray quips, yellow ray quips, green ray quips.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Well, Lanto's quips are coming through Celeste, right?
my brain doesn't quip.
Oh, wait a minute.
Yours
doesn't, but
quip.
Maybe his does.
Well,
I was thinking when Donna was talking, what I was thinking about was how we need to start organizing the master's words by the master. You know, here's a collection of all of Saint Germain's dictations and so forth. I mean, some of the masters have only spoken once or twice in our heart center so far, but I just got excited thinking about taking, you know, each of the heart streams and getting all of Saint Germain's together and all of Elmoria's together and that kind of thing. Because
well, once we create our database, you'd be able to do that just by yourself in a nanosecond.
The database is already on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, all you have to do is select a master, and you get all those dictations.
Yeah, but the thing is,
right.
electronically is one format that we're used to, but still there are people, and it's a means of supply to get in hard copy out.
Yeah, we still need more transcribers.
Yeah, that's true.
Really?
Well,
encourages people to come to events and conferences. I noticed during the 1930s, with the Ballards, the big thing that really attracted people at that time was always events on prosperity and money. Mm-hmm. And what Mother always used was in the 80s was all different kinds of conferences with a theme of health. And then in the 1990s, a lot of the theme was prophecy. And I think those three themes, money, healing and prophecy tend to be big drawing cards for
good
people.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. Green, green.
That's
well,
marketing.
The healing is definitely part of our mission, especially with
yeah.
Becky.
Mm-hmm.
And
abundance and prophecy were the other two.
Well, you know, Helen Collier still teaches.
Mm-hmm.
The church won't let her teach anything but the original PMA because they're freaked out about her developing something on the soul, you know, and they don't want her doing anything else that's not the master's words. But
you mean by her?
What?
He already published master's words.
Yeah, I haven't. I need to talk to her about what we're doing.
Yeah.
Because I was an advocate for her to be able to not get so controlled by the church, but they didn't want to hear it.
Yeah.
But
so that maybe through our organization she could adapt some of her other information and feel free to reject it.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's on the soul. I don't know. I haven't reviewed it to see how, you know, but...
When Helen teaches, I mean, the couple of times that I was with her in the last few years, she speaks very directly about El Moria working with her, and I think maybe that was one of the things that they objected to, but for a while she was really talking about that. Well, El Moria told me this, and she just was quite out front about her real relationship with him.
And Katumi also.
That's right.
She got in trouble, and they put the kibosh on her, just like they done with me. So,
Do you think all of you that understanding returning karma is a theme that might interest people on this at this time?
Karma is becoming a very, very much a household word. I think maybe something with the word karma in it would be a good draw.
But like people understanding why there was a cataclysm and, you know, tsunami and waves and why all these things are happening, do you think?
That's a big need. That's a question I constantly get.
Why?
What happened?
Mm-hmm. If we could think of a good title that would include like karma and prophecy maybe, that would be a really big drawing card because people really are interested in that because people know that something's going on.
Well, I think we have so much talent in this group that you guys could start creating your own books and just take, you know, write your own stuff, excerpt from the masters that have spoken through me, Becky, and just start going for it. And, you know, we're not going to be sitting there trying to control everything. Mm-hmm. The whole purpose of what we're doing is to get the word out. So, you know, as long as you're quoting the masters and not, you know, even if you are taking dictations and taking, you know, huge excerpts of them, so what? I mean, we want people to know about this dispensation. So I'm all for, doing it within the Heart Center and without the Heart Center. And I like the idea of the e-books right on the website, and maybe there's some that we charge for now,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that it only cost them $3 or $5 to download it. They print it out, but, you know, maybe people are willing to pay that here and there, and we don't have any publishing costs, like Josephine said.
The information on copyright, I went to Wikipedia because I really wanted to re-examine copyright information because last night we were talking about a particular book and somebody copyrighted or grandfathered. So that may be something, David, because you're saying, okay, maybe clarify what really is copyrighted by the Heart Center and then what is free to be used, just from a legal standpoint.
Well, fortunately, most of the dictations are only 2 pages long.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not very long.
Okay.
Maybe there's a reason for them doing it that way.
Anything less than 400 words is pretty not... You know, if it's less than 400 words, you can use it anyway with it.
500.
Is it 500? Oh, great.
But who knows what the real number is?
It's 500. That's what the Summit Lighthouse puts out, and I'm sure they've got the right number. That's
so
a conservative. 500 is conservative. 1,000 is, people will even say you can go up to 1,000.
Okay.
Alone, a quick comment about what you sent.
Yeah.
This is Tom. It had a lot of virus problems potentially, so I couldn't open it.
You're kidding.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
So, in other words, I got warned, you know, over by serious warnings about it. So you might want to get somebody to kind of clean it up first.
All right. Thanks, Tom.
I don't know if anyone knows this, but we were trying to do some editing, and we couldn't get it to cooperate. We were getting a lot of warnings about, that it was definitely in a category of dangerous.
What was that?
What information?
The software on editing the dictations, you go to a certain website and then you have a password that you put in and then you can bring up a dictation and you send it to yourself.
From the Summit, you mean?
No, from Heart Center. I was just reporting this. I think that maybe Patricia DeWitt has gotten the message by now. I'm not sure, but it's just we have a problem with that in our own software. I just wanted people to know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Explain again what's happening, Marcia. You've worked on
well, Lenore was ready. Lenore Harris, we're here together in California, was ready to do some editing. And so she went through the process of...
Oh, this is the software that we... This is the internal process whereby you get the pearls, the heart stream.
The heart stream.
To edit, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Right.
And neither one of us from either one of our computers, you know, separate places, were able to open the dictation that was sent as an attachment to us.
Okay.
So, and both of us got just about the same looking message.
Well, can you email something on that to Boyd Batten?
That's what I was thinking. Lenore talked to Patricia Carlson about it, and I didn't think that she maybe would be able to help. So directly to Boyd would be the way to go.
Yeah. Do you have his email?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thanks. I have to run, folks. God bless you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Well, if any further ideas, where would they send them? I guess
he was suggesting Kathleen as a...
Pick whoever you want on the council and send something to whoever you think would be interested.
Regarding the publishing?
No, regarding any of these,
ideas?
Expansion kinds of ideas. In other words, when you get a chance to reread what Pabha Sambhava says and see it, you know, on your own computer, more thoughts may come to you.
Okay.
So,
and you were saying talk to Anita if it's good for a Sunday service and Paul.
Yeah, if your talk's good for Sunday service, send it to Anita. Yeah. If you think your talk would be good for a weekend event or a conference presentation, send it to Paul. And if you've put together a syllabus to teach something at Mayo University, send it to me. So there's a place for everybody to practice and reach out.
Good. And then there might be some things that we can go straight into the outer community with as well.
Well, definitely. Oh, for sure. I encourage everyone to do that. And you don't need anyone to tell you to do that. Just do it.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking, Celeste. Yeah, I was thinking about what Gautama Buddha said about the golden sphere with 144,000 seeds. Mm-hmm. And I'm going... All the 144,000 are not in Church Universal and Triumphant and Heart Center right
now.
So I was thinking to myself, how do we get out there and find them? Because I was thinking, at the level of where we are, we need to find souls that are looking for the truth and that are looking for a higher level of truth, because this is just not, you know, just not everybody's looking for what we have to offer. So I was thinking, how do we reach those people? And I mean, maybe that's something that I can put to the group right now. Where are the people that we need to reach?
I think they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
They're in every walk of life, in every country, in every religion, in every path.
Mm-hmm. How do you find them?
Well, you don't find them.
You asked Pallas Athena to send them to you. I mean, that's her dispensation, but of course that's easy to say. But we saw it happen on all of our, well, especially on the California mission tour, we saw that happen frequently. But we have to get out there and be somewhere, at least have a something somewhere.
Yeah.
I was going to suggest, if any of you have anybody who's near you who's another heart friend, to just give a presentation to somebody. I mean, I'm in Santa Rosa, and we have, you know, some people here, and so every Sunday one of us gets up and gives a presentation to the others about something, and that's a good way to practice, and then you could go out and do something in your community. We're finding that there's a health fair, like we're having a wellness fair that's in a couple of months, and we sign up for a booth, and we just have a booth, and we have, you know, pictures of the masters and pictures of ourselves, and we say we're the heart center, and if people are drawn to us, then that's great, and we tell them when we have a service, and, you know, we've gotten two people so far.
Well, Kathleen, you guys are working a mighty alchemy. I think it's wonderful, and it's such a good example of California as the laboratory of the Holy Spirit as well. Just keep on keeping on, and it's going to bear fruit. I just think it's absolutely wonderful what you guys are doing. I wish I was closer so I could...
Yeah, I'm just trying to encourage people, you know, just just be out there. Like you said with the mission tour, the reason people could find us is because we were out there doing something. So
right.
We just do something.
Okay. So, I mean, we can just take a look at, like, here in Minneapolis, we've got a fantastic calendar section of Fridays. We can really start seeing what is out there and what type of events might attract people. I mean, I know they have the Whole Life Expo here and the Wellness Expo, so we need to take a look at that and see where like-minded people might be.
Right, or any kind of get-together.
Yeah. Christine Monroe is a great person to talk to for kind of a digest of all the ideas, don't you think, Kathleen?
Oh, yes. She's been in the stump department, and she's back in.
Yeah.
Back in the stump department.
Well, the thing that got most people into the Summit Lighthouse in the early years was a little advertisement in Fate magazine.
And in the what magazine?
Fate magazine. It was a kind of a halfway psychic magazine.
Uh-huh.
But I can tell you how many people right now that are old-timers that got in from Fate magazine.
And, oh, really?
And, you know, and there might be, you know, advertising in some of these kinds of New Age kinds of places where everybody else is advertising or not. And I have another idea for you. The Esalen Institute and the Boulder Institute, they have, you know, workshops that they give year-round, and they bring in people all the time to give workshops.
Huh.
And
yeah, I'm going
their
to
catalog,
them.
And you could
yeah.
any one of you could become the presenter at Esalen or in Boulder, and they pay, I guess, and you could build a name for yourself and bring people that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like heart streaming, to me, mm-hmm. it's a no-brainer, and because no one's heard of heart streaming, and it's a totally profound and incredible new release of how to work together in harmony in groups, and you know, with a little bit of crafting of this message, you know, and the other one is the joy flame, the violet flame, presented in that way.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
So, you know, once
I'm going there in late January. My daughter, my oldest daughter, has a birthday on the 26th, and we're going to a weekend seminar there on music by David Darling.
Mm-hmm.
It's the workshop that we're going to, so I will definitely get some light anchored there and investigate.
Now, it's
kind
of
psychic, a great idea.
You know, it's a little psychic, so you really have to, you know, you have to protect yourself to be in that. But that's where some people are, not all of them.
That's where they're looking. I mean, they're looking in all these psychic fairs. We may as well be that ray of truth.
Right.
Purity.
Well, there's a tremendous variety on the workshops that are offered each weekend. You know, some things are, you can tell, a little more slippery than others.
Yeah.
Yeah. How do you spell the Esalen Institute?
I think it's E-S-L-A-N-E,
E-S-A-L-E-N.
Yeah.
Yes.
E-Salem.
Right. Big Sur. Mm-hmm. No, it's an E, an N at the end, though.
Okay. And then there's one in Boulder, too. What's the one in Boulder?
E-S-L-A?
No, E-S-A.
E-S-A?
N.
N? Esalen.
Esalen.
Esalen. Okay. Got it.
Can I suggest that when people are going to any of these things, they have at least a business card they can hand out that has the website on it, so that people can, if they want to check it out without getting involved in coming to your house or your place, they can at least look at the website.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea.
Yeah, we don't have those. Well, we don't have any
generic
ones made yet, do we, Tom?
No, we need to have some, but I don't think people should wait for the heart center, you know, the main heart center to do this. I think it's very simple. Just to, business cards don't cost much money. You can design your own, personalize it in some way if you want, and then but you know, mainly that just have on there a heart center, www.heartcenters.org.
Well, the little wallet cards are good, too, to always have on you for that kind of thing.
Well, yeah, the chart and that. But I'm just saying that at least, if nothing else, you know, let people know about the website.
Tom?
Yeah.
Could we work with your logo and get some made here locally?
No, we don't want to.
No,
can't. You can't saturate the, you know, there's what you call a market saturation on a logo thing. You can't use it for every little thing, or then it becomes just.
Okay.
Doesn't.
You can go to vistaprints.com. And that's the place where you can, even online, design your own cards, and they come in the mail.
Just pick any beautiful rose. Remember how we were given a rose, and we had our own color rose that we got from,
ooh,
which master was it? recently that gave us the roses.
Boy, I see the color.
Was it Mother Mary?
Mind.
I can't remember now.
Yeah, remember, they were all different. They were
remember
slightly
everybody
different
had
colors,
their own color of rose.
Just made exactly.
That not
yeah, that was just recently.
Yeah, just recently. Which master was that?
It was at New Year's, I think.
Yeah.
Sanat Kumara, Buddha the. Buddha.
Was it Sanat Kumara? No.
Buddha the golden pink low ray.
Some anyway, just imagine that rose, because I could see it very clearly. Just imagine the rose that it's your rose, and then put that on your card.
Okay. That's an interesting idea. I definitely see the color.
Yeah, because that's your heart. That's the rose for you.
Well, it may be your rose, Ron, and so forth.
That was Sanat Kumara.
Is that Donald?
Donald, was that Sanat Kumara?
That was Sanat Kumara.
Okay, it was beautiful dictation.
That's the one circled us in a blue rose.
That dictation was the highlight for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, it's been wonderful. And I know the next class will be even more incredible because it'll be in the heart of El Morya. And how more wonderful can that get?
And we're going to be having some comments in Darshan from El Morya during the class, aren't we? He's going to weigh in on a lot of things.
Yeah, we're back to dictations from the master.
Is this the one on leadership that he wants?
No, this is El Morya on sleep surrender. How
Joyce is giving it.
Yeah.
Okay.
With El Morya
trainer, and it's going to be really good. And El Morya will be dictating. I think it's every other class.
Well, starting on the 16th.
Starts next Monday.
Okay. Is it the number that we call tonight?
No, it'll be a new number.
Okay.
So get a hold of Soul. And
there will be.
Yeah.
I will get another number, and I will send you any materials that Joy sends to me.
I
will forward them to those who have registered. I don't have a lot of registrations yet.
Okay.
And then the one after that is the leadership class.
Right.
Okay.
And then Celeste, you told us just turn in everything to you by the end of this month if we could, and then the certificate and everything would come forth for this class?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it takes a little work to get all this done.
Okay.
And I don't know, Lona, why you don't just take the what you gave in Hawaii and just...
Convert that?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I can do that.
Yeah.
And I really want to update it a little bit. I want to be able to present it. Like here locally, and then maybe take it out someplace, and then put it into some kind of paper form. That's why I was looking up copyright information.
Good.
Okay, thank you so much for this from
thanks
you and
everybody.
Anita. It was really, really
good night.
Helpful.
For closing a vacation.
Yeah, you want to give it, Tom?
No, I'd rather you do it.
Good.
Celeste, this is your class.
Yeah, but...
No, you
can let Nada close it.
That's a great idea.
Okay, in the name I am that I am, we call you, beloved Nada, as well as Lord Lanto, all the Illumination Ray Masters, and we especially call you Gautama, of course, and Lord Maitreya, to please seal everybody in the fullness of the pink golden flame, and also their special colors, their ray, and the secret rays of the five secret rays and those things that relate to their mission particularly, and how we can all best refine and come up higher to bring the brotherhood's the Holy Spirit to all of mankind and this greater, newer dispensation of light to all those that the Ascended Masters know are ready to hear it and receive it, according to God's will.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Always only victory.
Always only victory.
Good night, beloved family.
Good night, everyone.